Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to today's episode. If you're in B2B sales, you already know email marketing isn't just about hitting send. It's about crafting the right message, delivering it to the right people, and using the right tools to make sure it lands. Today, we're diving into email marketing strategies that actually work.
That's right. And let's be real. Email isn't dead. In fact, it's one of the most powerful tools in B2B lead generation. But here's the catch. It only works when done strategically. In the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, Boost Your Sales Pipeline, it's clear that email marketing remains a top-tier method for nurturing leads and converting them into clients.
Exactly. And today, we're breaking it down into three key areas. Crafting subject lines and CTAs that get results, segmenting email lists for better personalization, and using the best tools to make it all seamless. But we'll also go beyond that to explore email automation, analytics, and integration with other marketing efforts.
Oh, subject lines are everything. If you don't hook the reader within seconds, your email ends up in the digital graveyard, aka the trash folder. In the report, 7 B2B Lead Generation Solutions That Drive Results, it highlights how personalization and relevance are key in making subject lines work.
Right, and we're not talking about generic stuff like don't miss this opportunity. No one clicks on that. Subject lines need to be specific, relevant, and spark curiosity. Something like how company name increased sales by 32% using this strategy.
Exactly. And you also have to keep it short, under 50 characters if possible. People are skimming their inboxes, so you need to grab attention fast. Adding a bit of urgency without being spammy can help. Think. Only 3 spots left. Book your demo today.
Love it. Now let's talk CTAs. A great email is useless if the reader doesn't know what to do next. Calls to action should be clear and compelling. What's your favorite formula for a high-converting CTA?
Keep it action-oriented and value-driven. Instead of click here, try download your free guide now or schedule your 15-minute strategy call. Be specific and tell them exactly what they'll gain.
All right, let's move to our second topic, segmenting email lists for personalization. According to the What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution report, segmenting your audience based on demographics, industry, and behavior leads to better engagement.
And it makes total sense. A CFO and a marketing director aren't looking for the same thing. If your emails don't reflect that, you're missing out. At Atlantic Growth Solutions, we always stress that segmentation isn't optional. It's essential.
100%. Start with broad segments like industry, job role, and company size. Then refine further based on engagement, who's opening your emails, who's clicking through, and who's ghosting you.
And let's not forget behavioral triggers. Someone who downloaded a white paper? Send them a follow-up with related insights. Someone who booked a demo? Send a case study showing results from a similar company.
Now, let's talk about automation. Email marketing at scale doesn't work without automation. In Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, they highlight tools like HubSpot, Reply.io, and Apollo for streamlining campaigns.
These tools do the heavy lifting. They automate follow-ups, track engagement, and even suggest the best times to send emails. If you're not leveraging automation, you're working way too hard.
Right. And let's not forget about a slash B testing. Email marketing isn't set and forget. You've got to test subject lines, CTAs, and even send times. A small tweak can mean a big difference in conversion rates.
Absolutely. And beyond A-B testing, analytics play a huge role in refining your strategy. The Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation report emphasizes tracking conversion rates, open rates, and cost per lead to optimize campaigns.
That's crucial. If an email isn't performing well, tweak the subject line, adjust the content, or change the send time. We have to constantly refine our approach.
And another thing, email marketing doesn't work in isolation. In the What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services report, it's emphasized that successful lead generation combines email marketing with other outreach strategies like LinkedIn engagement and direct calling.
Great point. A multi-channel approach is the most effective. Email works best when it's part of a broader strategy that includes social media, content marketing, and direct outreach.
So let's recap. First, write subject lines and CTAs that demand attention. Second, segment your audience to ensure they're getting relevant messages. Third, use tools to automate and optimize everything. And finally, integrate email marketing with other lead generation efforts for maximum impact.
Email marketing isn't just a numbers game. It's about sending the right message to the right person at the right time. When done correctly, it can be a lead-generating powerhouse.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, we'll wrap up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more strategies to help you optimize your B2B sales. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.